Kevin wants to give his testimony.
Great, great.
He says, it's about my video editing software being healed today.
Praise God. We knew that.
So I'm going to turn it over to Kevin.
Hello, brother. Can you give me a one? Sounds okay? Praise the Lord. I'll try to make this quick. I know we have this time. It's pretty hard to follow those wonderful testimonies of people being healed, and just praise the Lord for that. Well, what happened today was a miracle for us. I don't know if some of you remember, we had an issue back in January with a hard drive failing on us, and we've been working on these videos for the ministry, really working hard. Myself, Holly, Philip Sapp, and Michael Weber up here in Utah. And so, at any rate, we were having some issues with exporting our Bible studies to DVD. And in the interim of that, in trying to figure out what to do about this, I went to an expert of the software that we use. The video editing software is called Avid Liquid. And this expert said we should check on our DVD qualities, but also he recommended that I upgrade to the latest patch. And a patch update for any of those familiar software is supposed to fix bug fixes and other things that have issues, so it's something that we needed to do. So I went ahead and did the patch update, and come to find out, it made the software totally unusable. It pegged out my microprocessor at 100%, couldn't do anything, and from looking in the eyes, we were dead in the water. Then the Lord kept reminding me about the hard drive, and so that was in the back of my mind, and the devil was speaking in my ear, saying, well, look, we're not going to be able to make your ship date, that we're trying to ship on June 1st. So all these things were coming at us. So the other night, we prayed with Philip and Celia, my wife Holly, in agreement that the software would be healed. And if you've ever written software out there, you know that's not a trivial task. It's there's a lot of intricacies in software, so it's not like software just heals itself. There's a lot involved there, so it would be an ultimate miracle. And so I went to bed last night, and of course the devil kept talking to me. But I kept confessing with my mouth, even though what I was hearing in my mind was contrary to what we prayed. I kept confessing with my tongue that it was healed, Mark 11:24. And we believe that you've received, you shall have it, and that the Lord healed the software, because I knew he could do what he did with the hard drive. That was a miracle. So, and then in the morning, I called up David, and we decided to agree in prayer on that in faith, and we said the prayer. And soon after that, fired up the machine, fired up Avid Liquid, and it worked. It was a total miracle. I can't explain it. I could probably spend weeks upon weeks trying to figure out what the Lord did, but it doesn't matter. We were just in a place of weakness, and we needed the Lord to come through, and he came through. So for any of you out there that are ever running into software problems, the Lord can do miraculous things there, and I just want to praise the Lord for that, and I'll turn it over to Mike.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing that software. There's nothing the Lord can't do. Kevin, you need to write that testimony down and put it on the site too, along with that other one, the healed hard drive. The Lord is just, he's provided all of our needs, folks. That's $1,000 worth of software that was given to us to make these videos. And that patch made it totally useless. Gone. You might as well throw it away. And praise God, the Lord healed it. And we need it because, like Kevin's saying, we're trying to get ready for early June to send all these videos, well, at least most of them, to the control room over in Israel to broadcast to satellite TV.